Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, August 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Resolved AI raises $1.6 million pre-seed round. Resolved AI, a solution automating complex reconciliation workflows, has secured $1.6 million in a pre-seed round. Investors include Spice Capital, Betaworks, and Factorial Capital, along with angel investors like Datadog CEO Olivier Pomel. This funding will fuel Resolved's engineering team growth and product development. Founder Ananth Manavanan aims to revolutionize how teams handle unstructured requests, data reconciliation, and downstream actions. Since its 2024 launch, Resolved has onboarded major U.S. health systems. With a background at PepsiCo and Capital One, Manavanan is reshaping reconciliation processes to save time and reduce errors. Spice Capital's Maya Bakai praises Resolve's innovation, anticipating industry-wide impact.
Daikin and Astros Foundation donate $55,000 for HVAC upgrades at Harris County's Bayland Community Center. Daikin, in partnership with the Astros Foundation, has launched the inaugural Cooling Communities Program to provide HVAC upgrades where needed most in the greater Houston area. The first recipient, Bayland Community Center in Harris County Precinct 4, will receive $55,000 in upgrades to enhance comfort and accessibility. Through Daikin's advanced technology, the new system will provide energy-efficient indoor climate control. The Astros Foundation and Daikin are committed to giving back to the community by improving indoor environments. The Cooling Communities program aims to create safe and comfortable spaces for all Houstonians. Stay tuned for a youth sports clinic this fall at Daikin Park, the comfort zone of the Houston Astros. Zoma Royalty enters into agreement to acquire Lava Therapeutics for between $0.06 and $1.24 per share in cash, plus a contingent value right. Exoma Royalty Corporation and Lava Therapeutics NV have entered a definitive share purchase agreement, where Exoma Royalty will acquire Lava for between $1.06 and $1.24 per share in cash, plus a contingent value right. The transaction includes a non-transferable contingent value right per share, representing the right to receive 75% of the net proceeds related to Lava's partnered assets and any net proceeds from out-licensing or sale of unpartnered programs. The purchase agreement was the result of a strategic review process to maximize shareholder value. Lava's board of directors has unanimously approved the transaction, recommending that shareholders support the offer. Soma Royalty will commence a tender offer by August 15, 2025, to acquire all outstanding shares of Lava common stock, with the closing expected in the fourth quarter of 2025. Q&A with Manaka Thiliampalam, Chief Marketing Officer of Hitachi Digital Services. Manaka Thiliampalam, Chief Marketing Officer of Hitachi Digital Services, brings extensive experience to her role, having previously served as CMO for Lionbridge and Banking Circle Group, and in marketing leadership roles at Amazon Web Services, LinkedIn, and Accenture. She emphasizes lean leadership, focusing on agility, budget innovation, and human-centric strategy. Manaka stresses the importance of listening to customers and partners when repositioning brands, building on what is already true. She values maintaining relationships with intention, as trust and mutual respect can create long-term opportunities. In terms of AI in marketing, Manaka believes in integrating it into workflows aligned with strategy for maximum impact. Her advice to other CMOs is to stay focused on what matters, build a structure that supports fast decisions, invest in the team, and say no to things that don't serve the mission.
Investor news breaks. McEwen Inc. and Moyex Mex schedules Q2 2025 results conference call for August 7th. McEwen Inquex has scheduled a conference call for August 7, 2025 at 11 a.m. EDT to discuss its Q2 financial results and project updates. The call will include a Q&A session for participants to ask questions directly. McEwen Mining is a gold and silver producer with operations in Nevada, Canada, Mexico, and Argentina. The company also owns 47.7% of McEwen Copper, developing the Los Azules copper project in Argentina. Chair and chief owner Rob McEwen has a personal investment of $220 million in the company. For more information, visit dubmcewenmining.com.
Atlanta HVAC experts offer guide to finding a trustworthy repair service. When an HVAC system fails, the scramble to find a fast, reliable, and trustworthy HVAC repair contractor can be as stressful as the breakdown itself. My Air Heating and Cooling, a top-rated local HVAC company in Decatur, has published a new article to empower Atlanta-area residents with the knowledge to find a truly dependable nearby heat and air conditioning contractor. The content tackles the core anxieties of dealing with a broken system, addressing common frustrations, and providing practical guidance on what to look for in a reputable HVAC company. My Air Heating and Cooling emphasizes the importance of verifiable credentials, such as NATE certification, and maintaining strong ratings with entities like the Better Business Bureau and Georgia Power. By providing clear explanations and straightforward recommendations, the company aims to build lasting relationships based on honest advice and quality work. Nachawadi Law Group opens antitrust practice. Nachawadi Law Group, a nationwide plaintiffs firm based in Dallas, TX, has launched a new antitrust practice led by DOJ antitrust veteran Michael Cades. The practice aims to help governments enforce antitrust laws against corporate actors harming free markets. With experienced attorneys like Jeff Dan Herrera and Brian Moore on board, the firm is dedicated to fighting corporate injustices. This new practice complements the firm's existing public entity litigation division, providing a one-stop shop for governmental entities to protect citizens from corporate wrongdoers. Cades brings a wealth of experience from the DOJ, while Herrera and Moore add their expertise in antitrust enforcement. Nachawadi Law Group continues to deliver trustworthy representation as they expand their antitrust practice group.
Advara appoints Brian Hart as Chief Technology Officer. Advara, the market leader in regulatory reviews and a leading provider of clinical research technology, has appointed Brian Hart as Chief Technology Officer, CTO. With over 20 years of experience in healthcare technology and innovation, Hart will drive Advara's technology and product strategy, focusing on continuous innovation to enhance Advara's solutions. His expertise in AI and machine learning will be key in optimizing integrated technology offerings and improving the customer experience. Advara's commitment to advancing scalable, intelligent solutions is reinforced by this leadership alignment, aimed at empowering sponsors, CROs, and sites to run more efficient, compliant, and transparent clinical research. Brian Hart expressed excitement in leveraging technology to optimize the clinical trial lifecycle, improve stakeholder collaboration, and ultimately benefit patients.
Noma Security names Diana Kelly, Chief Information Security Officer, and Mavi Grizzer, Vice President of Customer Success. Noma Security appoints Diana Kelly as Chief Information Security Officer and Mavi Grizzer as Vice President of Customer Success. These strategic moves highlight Noma Security's dedication to top-tier leadership as they expand to meet growing demand in enterprise AI security. Diana, with a background at major tech firms like Microsoft and IBM, brings expertise to bridge the gap between innovation and customer needs. Mavi, with experience at Wiz and Microsoft, focuses on enhancing customer satisfaction and business growth. Their appointments follow Noma Security's recent $100 million funding round, showcasing their rapid growth. Learn more about Noma Security's AI security platform and meet their team at Black Hat USA 2025.
Apex Epoxy Flooring launches new marble epoxy line in Jacksonville. Apex Epoxy Flooring of Jacksonville has launched a new collection of marble-inspired metallic epoxy flooring, meeting the growing demand for high-end garage finishes in Northeast Florida. This innovative product line combines elegant design with industrial-grade durability, capable of withstanding pressures up to 15,000 psi, UV degradation, water resistance, and Florida's high humidity and heat. The marble metallic epoxy system, utilizing the reflector enhancer flooring system, offers luxurious finishes that replicate the sophistication of genuine marble or granite. Apex's dedication to top-tier products and efficient processes is evident in recent projects, with installation completed in just 2 days, garnering widespread acclaim for its look and resilience. Homeowners can expect a luxurious appearance, garage transformation, strength, durability, waterproof and weatherproof features, family-safe materials, fire resistance, heat resilience, quick installation, and a 25-year warranty with Apex's new marble epoxy garage flooring. Q&A with Charles Goodwin, VP of Bridge and DSCR Lending at Chiavi, on the rental market, insurance considerations, and what's driving demand. Charles Goodwin, VP of Bridge and DSCR Lending at Chiavi, discusses the current state of the rental market, highlighting the bifurcated nature with different performance based on region and rental type. Investors should focus on markets with strong demand and minimal construction, such as the Midwest. Goodwin emphasizes the importance of insurance coverage for investors, including property, liability, and loss of rent coverage. Foreclosures are not expected to increase significantly in the short term, so investors should build direct relationships with sellers. When considering out-of-state investments, job growth and market fundamentals are key factors to evaluate. Local knowledge is crucial to navigating regulatory differences and market nuances. The BRRR strategy remains effective with the right financing, offering potential for strong cash-on-cash returns. In the current environment, investors should stick to the fundamentals, be prepared with financing and insurance, and focus on building strategic relationships with sellers. Intensity Therapeutics raises $6.6 million. Intensity Therapeutics, a late-stage clinical biotechnology company, raised $6.6 million in gross proceeds, $6.3 million net, by selling 19,868,658 shares of its common stock via its at-the-market offering. The average price per share was 0.33233. Following the sales, the company has 46,035,081 shares of common stock issued and outstanding. The CEO, Louis H. Bender, stated that the proceeds will strengthen the balance sheet and support advancing clinical trials into the second half of 2026. Intensity's lead investigational product candidate, INT230-6, is designed for direct intratumoral injection and has shown promising results in killing tumors and engaging the immune system. The company's unique approach to cancer therapeutics aims to shift the treatment paradigm for deadly cancers. Intensity Therapeutics secures $6.6 million through at-the-market stock sales in July 2025. Intensity Therapeutics, Inc. announced securing $6.6 million in gross proceeds through at-the-market stock sales in July 2025, selling 19,658 shares at an average price of 3323 per share. The company now has 46,035,081 shares issued and outstanding. President and CEO Louis H. Bender stated that the proceeds will strengthen the balance sheet and support clinical trials through the second half of 2026. The average price per share for the ATM sales was over 10% higher than the June 2025 public offering, with lower costs. Intensity's lead product candidate, INT230-6, shows promise in killing tumors and engaging the immune system without immunosuppression. For more information, visit intensitytherapeutics.com. Atlanta Property Group expands industrial portfolio with Charlotte, North Carolina acquisition. Atlanta Property Group, a leading Atlanta real estate investment firm, has acquired 5416 Wyoming Ave, an 80,000 square foot distribution building in Charlotte, North Carolina. This purchase adds to APG's industrial portfolio and demonstrates their commitment to investing in key distribution assets in the Southeast. Located in the Westinghouse industrial submarket, the building offers high-quality features, including clear heights, a truck court, dock-high doors, HVAC, and heavy power. Fully leased, This acquisition aligns with APG's strategy of acquiring well-located industrial properties in growing markets, with plans to invest $150 million in distribution properties by 2025. APG continues to be a major player in the industrial market.
Wipfli secures strategic investment from New Mountain Capital to accelerate growth, innovation, and client solutions. Wipfli, a leading middle-market provider of accounting, tax, and advisory services, has secured a significant minority investment from New Mountain Capital, a growth-oriented investment firm with approximately $55 billion in assets under management. This partnership will accelerate Wipfli's growth, expand investments in talent and technology, and fuel innovation. Wipfli has a history of strategic evolution, growing to over $600 million in annual revenue and completing 34 acquisitions over the past decade. Following the transaction, Wipfli will remain majority-owned and partner-led, preserving its culture while unlocking greater opportunities for growth. New Mountain Capital's focus on business building and long-term value creation will support Wipfli's next phase of development, including investments in talent, technology, and acquisitions. Trilogy Metals Inc., NM American, TMQ, is one to watch. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on NYSE American as TMQ and on TSX as TMQ, is a company to watch. With a 50% interest in the UKMP hosting two high-grade undeveloped copper deposits, the Arctic project boasts robust economics with an after-tax NPV of $1.1 billion. The adjacent Bornite project holds 6.5 billion pounds of inferred copper. Trilogy benefits from partnerships with South32, Nana Regional Corporation, and the state of Alaska. Operating in a top-tier mining jurisdiction, the company is led by an experienced executive team. Focused on advancing high-grade copper and critical mineral assets in Alaska, Trilogy is uniquely positioned for global electrification and energy transition. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Hospitality gets high-tech. The future of hotel investment is AI automation. The hospitality industry is embracing AI and robotics, with hotels seeing 30 to 40% reductions in costs and improved guest experiences. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is leading this shift, acquiring a Holiday Inn integrating AI-driven robots for guest services. The AI and hospitality market is projected to reach $1.46 billion by 2029, with the global hospitality robotics market expected to grow to $107.24 billion by 2034. Knight Food's strategic partnership with Bear Robotics aims to scale automation across its $80 million asset portfolio. Other companies leveraging AI include Tesla Inc., SoFi Technologies Inc., NVIDIA Corp., and UiPath Inc.
Late-stage pipeline wins boost investor confidence in high-growth therapeutic areas. As America's population ages, chronic and rare diseases are emerging as a pressing healthcare challenge. With more than 30 million Americans living with a rare disease, the need for accurate diagnoses and effective treatments is urgent. Solagenix Inc. is making strides with its Hybrite TM platform, a novel therapy aimed at treating cutaneous T-cell lymphoma, a rare skin cancer that primarily affects older adults. With successful U.S.-based manufacturing of Hybrite's active ingredient now in place, Solagenix exemplifies domestic innovation poised to impact this underserved patient population. The company is one of several impressive companies committed to making an impact in the pharmaceutical space, including Pfizer Inc., Merck & Co. Inc., and Bristol-Myers Squibb Co. Investor news breaks. VivaCore Inc., NASDAQ VK, sets date for in-person annual shareholder meeting. VivaCore Inc., VIVK, has scheduled its annual shareholder meeting for September 11, 2025, at 9 a.m. CST in Dallas, Texas. The meeting will take place at 2278 Monitor Street. VivaCore is known for its energy transportation, storage, reuse, and remediation services. The company's strategy involves developing, acquiring, and operating assets in the energy sector. VivaCore provides crude oil transportation, gathering, storage, reuse, and remediation services under long-term contracts. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform focused on press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. For more details, visit InvestorWire's website.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ XP, petitions FDA to ban benzethonium chloride from ketamine products. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. has petitioned the FDA to ban benzethonium chloride from all ketamine products in the U.S. The company cited concerns about the preservative's toxicity and lack of safety for use. NRx is also working on a preservative-free ketamine formulation with room temperature stability and sterility, supported by a new patent. The company aims to address suicidal depression with ketamine while eliminating harmful additives. NRx Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders like suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. Investor News Breaks: Quantum Biopharma Litadat Dandaxtian QNTM opposes motion to dismiss in $700 million market manipulation lawsuit. Quantum Biopharma, QNTM, has filed a memorandum of law opposing a joint motion to dismiss submitted by CIBC World Markets and RBC Dominion Securities in U.S. District Court. The filing responds to a June motion to dismiss Quantum's amended complaint, which alleges that the defendants and others engaged in market manipulation through spoofing between January 1, 2020 and August 15, 2024, violating federal securities laws. Quantum seeks more than $700 million in damages. The case is being pursued on a contingency basis by Christian Attar and Friedman Norman Friedland LLP, who allege the defendants spoofed the market hundreds of times, artificially depressing Quantum stock, which once traded above $460 per share. The company believes additional banks or brokers may be involved and remains open to a potential resolution.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.